This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
All right, it's Friday, July 30th. Training camp has begun.
Woo!
And we have some roster news to talk about, some very big, significant roster news. Because it affects...
Very big?
Well, yeah, because it affects a position of great need for this team that was already bordering on thin as it was. And at outside linebacker, we're talking about Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly, talking about outside linebackers. And at the start of camp, caught everybody by surprise, including the head coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, that Derek Burgess didn't show up for camp. And he has since been placed on the reserve did not report list, leaving the Patriots. And they had cut Sean Crable the night before camp started. So we had two linebackers, outside linebackers, who we thought were going to at least contribute to the competitive aspect of one of the most competitive and needed positions of improvement on this team. They're not part of the team anymore. And that leaves an already thin group even thinner. And kind of as Andy... we were discussing earlier today, has kind of turned the position into both the most competitive and the least competitive on the team. Explain.
Well, it's inexplicable, but the fact is you have open slots because not only do you have Burgess's, quote, starting role from the end of last season, even though he didn't start a ton of games down the stretch, he was kind of the pass rush specialist to Adalys Thomas, who was the run specialist who started some of those games, and Tully Bantakane, who established himself as an every-down player. The trouble is, a lot of people still believe Tully Bantakane is best suited in a situational pass rush role, and now he is essentially your foundation at outside linebacker. You build from him, and you're talking about unproven players, young guys, well, some of them mid-year type guys, as Rob Ninkovich has been around for 5 years, but in terms of experience, is pretty young. Jermaine Cunningham, not all that old, and Pierre Woods has
like
limited.
Been around, a lot of experience. A
couple starts last year, but... is close to the point of he is what he is, and for the first 4-plus years, what he is was not a starter, and yet you need starters.
Yeah. Before Burgess decided to not show up, it was already, I think, the biggest area of concern. Now you have an NFL guy, whatever you think of Burgess, what his performance was in 2009, and I am among the least impressed with what Burgess did last year of anybody.
And the low-hanging fruit is, I thought he retired a year ago.
Yeah, he is an NFL player who has had a good, solid career, and now you take him out of the mix. That's a dangerously thin position at this point, and I would expect Belichick to rectify that at least with some camp bodies by the end of the weekend. I think they got to get somebody in here soon, just to, you know, in order to get through these camp practices right now, because they don't have enough NFL players.
Well, and if they do that, they'll have to get rid of some other bodies at other positions to make room for them, because they're hovering right at that 80-man limit that you're allowed in the NFL to start training camp. Another housekeeping note we should make for the roster.
Well, if you have, just before you go on, you take Burgess off.
Right. You open up that slot.
That opens up a slot, correct?
And right,
they had 80, and now does Mankins...
Well, that's what I was going to get to. Well, that's what I was going to get to. Logan Mankins not showing up either, and not being under contract doesn't count, so they have maybe a little bit of leeway there. But it was interesting. We talked about the fact that the night before training camp started, they cut a player to make room for Devin McCourty, the first-round pick who signed. Sean Crable was the one who got cut at the position that we said is already thin to begin with, and there was already question marks hovering around pretty much everybody at the position. So it was interesting that they felt like they could make room for McCourty, the defensive back, by getting rid of an outside linebacker.
Well, that was clearly closing the door, that Sean Crable was not going to be an option, would not be an option, could not be an option. Time to move on.
And I wonder what his situation is with the waiver period, too, because he would have to go through waivers. And, I haven't heard any reports on that. We've been out at practice. Perhaps there's something floating around during the course of the day here late on Friday. But I agree with Andy. I think you just decided to close the door in the Sean Crable era and move on. I would be surprised to have him come back. But, look, Bill has done things that have surprised us in the past.
Mm. And as we saw the first couple of days of practice, there's going to be a rotational thing going on because a lot of players are fighting for that position. We kind of think Bantakane is sort of established on the right side for the most part. It's the left side now that has a lot of the question marks. Ninkovich got a lot of action that first day, both practices. Woods a little bit more today on the second day. We'll see what happens over the weekend, if that continues or if somebody maybe starts to make a name for themselves and try to carve out a little bit of a role. Still very early. Like you said, you could add some camp bodies, add to that competition.
We should add that it's not, it's only four practices, but a common question from fans has been, why can't we move X, Y, Z, Gary Guyton, Gerard Mayo? We've seen none of that as of yet. We've seen only those guys at inside linebacker. Guyton, Mayo, Spikes, McKenzie, Dane Fletcher have all been at inside linebacker, while Banta Kane, Pierre Woods, Rob Ninkovich,
Jermaine Cunningham
have been at outside. There hasn't been a lot of mixing between the two positions that fans have asked for.
Just kind of assessing the players from a, you know, a real layman's view, Brandon Spikes is not a candidate, I don't think, to go outside. He's not fast enough. I don't think he's quick enough to do it. I mean, I know that the body type, they, you know, there's some overlap there with a guy like Gary Guyton or even Tyrone McKenzie. I saw a play from McKenzie today that tells me I don't want any part of moving him outside. He looks to me to be a prototypical Ted Johnson inside kind of linebacker, and that's where I want it. Now, listen, desperation causes you to do different things. We've seen Guyton play outside. I haven't liked what I've seen when he's gone outside. It'll be interesting to see if Bill decides to move any of these guys around. But personally, I think Spikes and McKenzie, specifically those two guys, need to get all the reps they can inside and learn that spot in order to you know, best put themselves in a position to contribute in 2010.
And Spikes ran a 5 at the combine.
Absolutely.
In the 40s. He's pretty slow.
He doesn't have...
That's the new guy, Kevin Collins, though, for our listeners who aren't aware.
Bringing the nose.
Steve, Phil, Joe.
He also doesn't have the length. I think the only two partial candidates to go to the outside are the guys that started for you all year last year at the inside linebacker spot, and that's Gerard Mayo and Gary Guyton. I think in a pinch they could play out there. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're ideal. Yeah, I don't
you
think
could
you'd
get
have a
by
good
with those guys. That's why I said I think that the body type, the fitting the mold, you could probably get by with some of these guys out there. I think you're right,
maybe.
Andy. I think you're right. I don't want to see it because I think that they're more suited to the inside.
So. And as we alluded to in the beginning, the Patriots are hovering around that 80-man limit because, since our last podcast, you may have remembered we didn't have all the draft picks signed a week ago. Now we do. Brandon Spikes, Rob Gronkowski, Devin McCourty, losing my train of thought on who
Jermaine Cunningham.
All of those guys who were unsigned were signed just in time for camp to start. So the Patriots were one of the very few teams in the NFL who had all their draft picks signed and ready for the first day of camp. One of the first ones to get their first-round pick signed as well. So kudos to the front office for getting all that done right in the nick of time. Now, as we've seen in the last couple of days, the first-rounders are now starting to fall like dominoes for the most part, and most of these teams are getting them. But Patriots, once again, leading the way in that department, that's usually not a problem for them. So we'll continue to monitor through the weekend and throughout next week any transactions that take place along the roster. But until then, we've got a lot more camp practices to attend and to analyze for you. So check out Patriots.com. Check out the PFW blog continuously. We're going to be at that every day, every practice from now through the end of training camp. So stick with Patriots.com, your best source for Patriots coverage. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.